you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to GSMC's Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Mariano, and Pauline will be with us next time, so stay tuned. Hashtag Pauliano will be in full effect coming at you very next time you hear us. Now, I want to dive straight into this topic here because it's a big one, and I've got some personal experience with this. In fact, some very recent personal experience, which is why I wanted to bring this up today. It happened to me just the day before yesterday and a little bit yesterday. And what it is people's perceptions of you and how they can think something of you, and sometimes it's not always good, and sometimes it's not always true. And if you know that both of those things are the case, then sometimes you want to try to change how they think of you. But the problem with that is that it's their perception. It's not reality. It's just what they've kind of summed up based on what they, you know, have taken from your actions and words and just things that they make up. A lot of times people kind of make backstories for other people, and they're not always accurate. And I want to explain it a little more, then I'm going to dive into my story and why it's relevant, okay? Now, sometimes people think the way that they need to think. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. Sometimes it's not something you're doing wrong. Maybe it's just a little piece of, you know, maybe themselves or something about themselves that they don't want to admit to. And what I mean is this. This is my story. There's a friend that I've talked about before on the social media podcast who lives in LA. She's very beautiful. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her for maybe a couple years now. And I go see her, and for a while, we were kind of borderline, that a little more than friends kind of borderline, where it seemed like we were going to make something and it just kind of never worked out. She's in LA. I'm further up north, and I'm even further up north when I do these podcasts in Sacramento, which is like Northern California for someone who may not know. So as of right now, I'm like a good 8 hours away, but I live about a good 3.5-4 hours away, but I'm down there pretty frequently. But here's the thing is we're slowly kind of fading that line. And I noticed that she would subtly drop like jokes, and I know that they're jokes, but I also know that most jokes have some kind of hidden meaning in them. That's just, you know, how the human mind works. And she would always make jokes about me being a player, which I don't know where she gets that. I'm not a player. I wish I was a player. I wish I could be. but I feel like that's kind of what holds us back. I feel like she's been holding back just a little bit, and I think that that's it. And she brought it up to me again just the other day, and it really bothered me this time because I, in my head, I've been trying so hard to make her like feel comfortable and to make her aware of the fact that I'm like invested in the time that I've put into us and you, and trying to make you comfortable with me. And it just seems like it's kind of backfiring a little bit, and it discouraged me. And the reason it discouraged me was because I thought, like, I'm not a player. Where are you getting this from? Is it just you? Are you insecure about, you know, whatever may have happened in the past, and you're stopping yourself from me? And if that's the case, that's not my fault. And I'm kind of stuck in the middle here, and it's something that I've never done. I didn't do anything. And that was a really interesting kind of moment for me because I thought, you know what? Well, I mean, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I shouldn't bother. I don't know. I mean, if that's the case, if I'm marked, you know, as something that's negative, as something that's going to keep you away from me, I'm not sure how much more I should invest than I already have. And it's sometimes a really hard decision because the initial thought when I read this was, I'm a player. It kind of gave me a little scare. Like, what? Like, I went back through my messages. Like, what did I say or what did I do that came across that way? And I was like, you know what? Nothing. I didn't do anything. But it's their perception. It's not you. It's not always you. And maybe they're not always unfounded or anything, but it's dangerous when you work toward trying to fix that, because when you put yourself in that position, now it changes the dynamic of the relationship here. Now it's not we're two people. Now it's she's a person whose approval I want, therefore I'm attempting to get by adjusting myself. That's not good. That's coming from a weak headspace. That's putting her above you, and that's not what you want to do. And as funny as it sounds, she wouldn't appreciate it either, whether she knew it or not. The worst place you could go from player is suck up, player. That's no good. But I went there. I thought of that for a second. And then I thought, no, you know what? The healthier thing is I am who I am. I'm not a player, but if you fail to accept that as fact, then I guess we're done here. If you're going to stay away from me, then I'm not going to really waste too much more time trying if it's inevitable. I'm not, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm all for trying. I'm all for putting in effort. I've gone down, you know, to see her. I've gone out of my way many times, including when I hitchhiked to TJ. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. And the big thing there is don't get too caught up in the perception. It's their perception. Don't let their idea of you become what's actually you. You create the idea of you, and you create who you are and what you do. And as soon as you throw someone else into that mixture, you find that you weaken yourself and you do things that you end up not being okay with. And I have some other stories that I'll bring up in just a second. This is just the most recent, but involving other people, by the way. But be careful. Be you. It's not easy to be authentic. It's not easy because it takes a little bit of vulnerability to really be like, this is what I like. This is who I am. Because then there becomes that risk factor of, this is, you know, who I am. This is what I like. And you may not like that. And that could be a scary thought. Rejection sucks, and I get it. But if you're not you, how can anybody else appreciate you? It's kind of an oxymoron. I've noticed that one thing I really respect in people is independence, their ability to do what makes them them. And how could I appreciate that, and how could I talk about that more importantly if I don't push that myself? You know, I'm a big believer of you practice what you preach, and I try. And if people aren't with you, if their kind of life grand scheme isn't really on par with yours right now, that doesn't mean that it won't be forever. But if that's the way it is right now, then sometimes you need to narrow your view just a little bit and keep moving, keep trucking. And again, that's where things get scary and complicated, but that's what I wanted to talk about today. That's one thing I really wanted to drive home. Don't become someone else for someone else. That's a big, big mistake. And I promise you, you will regret it. I regretted it. I'm still sorry for it. And I don't see myself doing it again. Now, another story was, there was another girl who, when I was living in Los Angeles a couple years back, we had dated a few times and things seemed to be going really well. And, you know, we'd really like talk each other up. She was talking me up like, I can't believe I met you. And tell me if this sounds familiar, by the way. I can't believe I met you. And this is so amazing. And like, wow, like I've never felt this way before and all these things. And we dated a solid few weeks. And right, almost at like the 3 week mark, we go to the same Halloween party together, except she goes with another guy who I knew nothing about. I had no idea this was going on, that she was seeing him at the same time as seeing me. But apparently, I guess he did, you know, when the facts came out later on. He knew, but I didn't. And that threw me for a loop. It felt so humiliating. It was hard. It sucked. I didn't know what to do. And they were there. It's not like I heard it. I saw. I kept trying to initiate conversation with her. I kept trying to brush it off, thinking maybe I'm just being paranoid. And I kept getting the cold shoulder. I kept, you know, getting brushed off. And I kept having to sit there pretty much and watch them flirt and laugh and hang out together while I sat there feeling like an idiot. And no one else knew except for the mutual friend whose house it was. And she was just looking at me all night with that kind of pathetic, like, I'm so sorry for you look. And that just didn't sit well. I didn't know what to do with myself. It came to a point where he left her for just a second, and I went over to her, and in my head I was like, look, if she stays with me from this point on, then I'll just, whatever this was, I'll just let it go. And that was mistake number one. I went to her and I was like, hey, like, what are you doing? And she acted like she knew what I was talking about, and it sucked. And it's like a crumbling feeling, like from inside, and it makes you feel tiny. It makes you feel like you're 4 years old and you're getting yelled at by your parent. It makes you feel just little and helpless. And she was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll be right there. Let me just grab my phone. And she leaves and never comes back. And like 5 minutes later, I'm like, where'd she go? And I look around and she fell asleep, you know, like they're sitting on a couch and she fell asleep, you know, leaning her head on his like shoulder. They're both just knocked out there. And I I had to leave. I couldn't sit there anymore. And I left. And I went to my car, and I found the flowers that I had bought her earlier, and my whole car smelled like flowers, and I threw them away, and I drove home, and I cried, and I didn't sleep, and it sucked, and it's embarrassing, and it took me a long time to be able to say this, especially on a podcast, but you know what? It happened, and I'm coming to terms with that. And the reason I bring this up is because after that, things got really tricky, and I felt so low. I dragged myself, I did things I shouldn't have done, and I want to get into that. Let's just go to this quick commercial break, and then we'll dive right in, and then I'll come back to why this is relevant. Thanks for listening, guys.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Thanks for listening, guys. We are back. Now, I told you that I would talk about the things that I did, why I shouldn't have, and what I meant by that. So where I left off was the Halloween story. And this is the worst part. At least to me. I left. I didn't know what to do. It's rare for me. Again, this is the guy who slept in a dog park, hitchhiked, and it's rare for me to ever be that far out of my like okay zone where I, even if I'm under pressure, where I can deal with it. I didn't know what to do. On my way home, I missed like six exits. I don't know. I was in another place and it was hard. And that night I didn't sleep. I text her, "What is going on? Like, what is this? Why didn't you say anything?" And she didn't respond. And I text her the next day and she didn't respond. And I text her the next day and she didn't respond. And I text her the next day, and she responded with, "Oh, you know what? Like, I'm sorry. I was so drunk. I don't even remember. What are you talking about?" And that just hit me. Boom. For some reason, just the fact that she wouldn't at least acknowledge why I was feeling the way I was feeling really took a toll on me emotionally. And I fell into this depression for a good while. And my friends were trying to bring me out of it. My friends told me to leave her alone. She's, you know, to just focus on yourself and just stop thinking about her. And I couldn't. And it came to this weird point because she had this like control over me because I felt so worthless. I felt so helpless. I wanted to leave her alone. I knew better, but I didn't listen to myself. She had this way of just dragging me right back in, and it was powerful. I told her, I must have told her this like seven times throughout the, you know, throughout whatever this was, you know what, leave me alone. Like, this is, whatever this is, I'm not okay with it. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I deleted her off all my social media. I blocked her. Go away. But subconsciously, I didn't really want her to go away. So I didn't block her phone number from my phone. And she texted me like 2 days later, like, "Don't do that. Like, I miss you." Or she'd see other girls post on my stuff and she'd show signs of jealousy, which to me at the time I thought was a good sign. I know it sounds stupid, but I thought, oh, well, obviously if you don't want other girls to talk to me, that must mean that you want me. And I took that as, okay, you're showing interest. You've come to your senses. That was my like white knight ideal. And it turned out that it was just more of the same. I went back and I find out she's still talking to this guy, and I leave, and I do the same thing. I came to this point, guys, and this is embarrassing. So to just keep in mind that this was a bad time, okay? I was so like eager for her attention. I snuck into her parents' house where she was living, and I spent the night. The next day, this is not a joke, I helped her prepare a meal for the date she was going to go on with another guy. I felt so stupid. I didn't know what I was doing with myself. That is the lowest thing I've ever done. And I regret it. I regretted it then. I regret it now. But I felt like I was lacking something. I felt like without her, my life would have just been of just lower quality. And the reason I wanted to bring this up to get back to the original point of, you know, deciding other people's perceptions was, made the mistake of wanting her to believe I was worthy. I think a lot of what I did and a lot of what I put myself through was to have her finally admit to me, like, no, you know what? I like you. I'm going to choose you. And then it turned out, like, it turned out we tried a relationship and after a while, I was the one to cut it and decide, like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not happy here. And it was messy we should have never gotten to that point, but it took me a while to kind of rehab myself. It wasn't easy. And, you know, this was just a hard blow for me, but I want to encourage everyone else. Don't be me in that scenario. Keep yourself. Keep your idea of yourself. If someone decides that you're not worthy and so they're going to go to the party with someone else, so to speak, so what? You find someone else. Doesn't matter. You are abundant. You are worth so much. You're worth a lot. You are somebody's, you know, you're somebody's everything I ever wanted. Keep yourself thinking that way. Never, ever, ever go where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. I'm a firm believer of that. I didn't know that until, you know, early this year when this happened. This wasn't too long ago. And that's the secret. Don't ever think of yourself as less, because when you do, you kind of develop that like scavenger mentality of, okay, this is what I need to do in order to gain this person's affection back. Not everybody deserves your attention. Don't make that mistake. Stay true to who you are. If they don't like it, it's not that they're not a good person. It's not that I don't consider her a bad person. It's not that, you know, that they are messed up. It's nothing. It's just you're not for them, and that's it. Everybody's done bad things, but everybody's done good things. And I'd like to believe that most people's good things way outweigh the bad things. So everybody's pretty much a good person, but everybody has somebody who dislikes them. Everybody has a history, and that's okay. The secret is don't get caught up in the history. If it didn't work out and it's obviously not working out, just let it go and it's all right. Don't get too caught up in the perception. You are who you decide to be, not who you decide you want this person to see you as. You gave them all the power in the relationship. That's what I did. And it ended up taking me through like the worst emotional roller coaster ever. And I want people to avoid that. I want people to know what it is that's happening when they feel that urge. You just feel like you want this person's approval because for one reason or another, them approving of that will make you happier. It doesn't need to be that way. You're just fine. And if they don't realize that, that's their mistake. Keep moving. Stay happy. And another thing I wanted to bring up in order to add to this a bit more was the fact that your friends try to help you and you don't listen. And that's funny. And it's funny that I know that and I still didn't listen. And my friend told me, and you're not going to listen to me. And I told him the words, I know. And I told him, it's funny that no matter what you know, it doesn't help what you feel. But just understand the confusion is normal. But at the end of the day, forget what everyone says. Forget, you know, if that person always gives solid advice, whatever. What can you live with the best? No matter what sounds the best to you? Because I can say right now, I shouldn't have tried a relationship. I shouldn't have, you know, done all that and put myself through a lot of what I did. But I don't really regret it because it's what I wanted to do at the time. And no one can say I didn't give it a shot. And she gave it a shot. And we both, you know, we tried and it didn't work out. And that's fine. But if you want to try it, and I really believe like I'm a better person because of it, you know, it's great life experience, and I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for exactly that. So don't be too afraid to listen to yourself. It's not a mistake if you're okay with it. That's the way I see things. You know, sometimes it's just a lesson. Sometimes you need to learn. And sometimes people are here to teach you that lesson, and then they're out. Nobody sticks around forever, at least not everyone. So accept these people. Appreciate them even as, you know, as teachers. You know, harsh lesson, sure, but definitely the most profound one I've ever learned, and definitely the one that will stick with me for a very long time. So I really can't be too mad about it. I like who I am today. I didn't like going through it. It sucked, but I like the growth that came from it. And that's why I can't regret it. But you can't be afraid to push it, though. Do what makes you happy. A lot of people told me not to, but I would do it again the exact same way. I would feel the pain the exact same way. I'd feel the embarrassment. I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't sleep. I would do it all again because it made me a stronger me and it made me prepared for next time. And I'm glad that I'm young and I'm glad that it wasn't something more serious with more ties. And, you know, it's if it's going to happen, let it happen and just be in or be out, you know? That's not an easy thing all the time. I want to touch on one last little piece of this here, but we do need to go to just one more commercial break. And when we get back, we'll continue this topic. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hi guys, this is Mariano. Thanks again for listening. Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Now, I hope these stories were helpful. I'm going to wrap up in just a minute. Now, I just want to bring up some things that hopefully can make these stories just a little bit more relevant and relatable to whoever may be listening. So let's dive right in. Now, one thing that I really like to do when I'm feeling a little weak and I need some inspiration and a pick-me-up is I look to people who I consider to be huge role models of mine, people who I feel like have this life thing figured out. And what I mean by that is not that they're fearless, not that they, you know, are just perfect in whatever way, but the fact that they are imperfect and they have fears, but they still do what it is that they want to do. And one quote that I love is from one of my idols, and it's Drake, you know, the rapper. He says, "You don't worry about fitting in when you're tailor-made or you're custom-made." I love that because that's true. Don't worry about fitting in. Don't worry about fitting that person's mold of you. It's just their mold. It's not you. This doesn't work out. At least it tends not to. Be who you are. And the beauty of that is it's not so much thinking in terms of, oh, I'm going to lose this person. It's more in terms of thinking of, okay, well, this person maybe isn't working out for me, at least not right now. So instead of losing this person, you know, you're just opening yourself up for another person, the one who is actually okay with who they think you are and who you are. Why would you want to spend time on someone who has a problem with a piece of you? That's not good. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of the mistakes. Be proud of the accomplishments. Be proud of everything because they've all shaped you. In a weird way, I'm more proud of the things that have happened to me, like in a negative sense, because they've shown me so much more about myself. Whenever I do something that I feel like people should be proud of, I don't really know how to take it, so I just kind of stay quiet and just let them say what they're going to say, and I try to not listen. But it's when I feel pressure, when I feel pushed to move, to grow, that I really have to ask myself those penetrating questions. And sometimes, you know, either you're like ego invested into an idea. Like the girl, it was a terrible idea. I understand that now, but at the time, nothing you could have said would have convinced me of that. But that's because I didn't want to believe that. I had invested too much into it for, you know, me to allow myself to understand that. Even after I found out about what was going on with, you know, with everything else, and I couldn't let it go. I couldn't kind of free myself from the trap that I had put myself in. And it was only getting worse and worse. And it was, you know, it's something that I don't want other people to fall into. So understand what you're worth. Understand what you bring to the table. And this honestly goes for her too. I've talked about two different people in this podcast. And if they ever listen to this, this goes for you too. Understand what you're worth. Don't fall into other people's perceptions. Try not to, you know, put perceptions onto other people. And, you know, maybe we'll see you in the future. Maybe not. Life is funny, you know. You guys need to be careful with what you do. Everyone listening, watch what you do. Be careful with your friends, but don't overdo it. You're you, and you're the best you that there will ever be. You're the only you that there will ever be, and that's why your people love you. So stay that way. Don't change for someone else. There's something unique about you, and that's to me, that's the secret to get back to the motivation thing is, for those of you who may be listening, who maybe are going through something right now, I don't know. And if you are, you know, please let us know. Please tell me and, you know, let us know how, what we can do, you know, to help you get over it. Let us know if you want to talk to us about it. Let us know if you want to come here and talk to us about it. Just, it takes inspiration. It takes motivation and it takes authenticity. Be authentic. If you feel like you like something that no one else likes and you feel like you're going to be disliked because of it, there were so many likes in that just now. But if that's how you feel, then do it. Because to not do it won't help you, doesn't make you happy. That is not the objective of life, right? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, go out and get it, pursue it, because no one's going to bring it to your doorstep, because no one knows what it is that you want. That's why no one will give it to you. You have to go get it. And it's just a matter of deciding. It's just that decision. It's more painful for me to stay where I am than to go through the pain associated with getting what I want. Don't let current comfort get in the way of future gain. It's just where you think you are. You may be feeling a little stagnant. That was a big problem for me. Maybe that's why I jumped into the Air Force so quick. But you know what? I did something and I tried and I learned a lot from it and I came out a new person. And, you know, it's just, I couldn't be prouder of myself for anything other than just the fact that I try and try and try. And I want you guys to just do the same thing. Not everything works out, but I guarantee you nothing will work out if you don't try. I like that, you know, that quote. I totally believe it. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's true. Michael Jordan once said, "The reason I succeed is because I failed over and over and over again. And my team has counted on me to take last minute shots and I missed them. But I keep trying and I keep pushing and I ended up as a champion." I love that. I totally believe that. Nothing happens without pain. Everything takes something. All magic comes at a price. I like that one too. There's so many of these. They're all cliches, but you know what they say about cliches is they're only cliches because they're true. That's why everyone says them. That's what makes them a cliche. But to get back on topic, stay powerful. Know who you are. Stay in your kind of bubble of your personality. And if you're growing, that's a different story. If you decide to grow, that's on you and that's totally fine. That's natural. But don't change because of someone else. Grow because you want to grow. And don't allow people to stop you from doing exactly that. That's dangerous. Now, thank you guys for listening. You can listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, all these different podcast networks like Stitcher. I listen on Podcast Addict. That's how I get mine. And I can't thank you guys enough for listening. I really hope I helped somebody. I really hope that you guys appreciate this as much as I appreciate just trying it. So if it helps, let us know, please. gsmcpodcast.com, GSMC on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mariano Alvarez 92. That's, you know, let me know. Talk to me. I'm here. If you guys have embarrassing stories or whatever it is, tell me. If you want to talk about them, tell me that too. Thanks for listening.